This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. SIU Carbondale's new interim chancellor is not new to the job. This is the second time John Dunn has served in the position. The Pinckneyville native says he's pleased and proud to be back, but also understands the challenges ahead for the university. I talked with Dunn in his office.
I've always continued to follow Southern Illinois University to see what was occurring here. I've always been proud of the fact that I was from Southern Illinois, and so it is nice to have the opportunity to be here with us for a while, to do what I can to support the university. So many people locally know, but also nationally and internationally, SIU is extremely well known. It's got a rich legacy, proud history, very innovative, has done some things throughout kind of the history of the university. And by the way, we have the sesquicentennial coming up, 150 years of doing good things for the region, for the state, and for the world. So I was retired after 10 years as president at Western Michigan University. But if I can be here and provide some stability, share some ideas, experiences I've had through my career, I'm happy to do that. One of the first priorities, obviously related to enrollment, is enrollment. And in that sense, retention of students. So I've already had the chance to meet with the advisors to talk with them about retention.
Dunn was talking about enrollment and retention the last time he sat in the chancellor's chair more than 10 years ago. Since then, SIUC has lost thousands more students for a variety of reasons. Dunn says everyone on campus needs to remember this is personal.
Every student on this university campus should feel that they're connected, they're engaged, and they have great support systems, and that people really care about them, and we want to do the right thing with them. And that's from at all levels, whether the chancellor, or a faculty member, an advisor, a cook, a custodian, everybody needs to know the important role that they play in encouraging young people to stay in school, do the right thing, and to be good mentors for them.
In watching SIUC and its struggles from afar, Dunn says he understands how difficult it's been for the campus and for the region, particularly during the state budget impasse that dramatically affected higher education across the state. He says that was catastrophic.
I am pleased. Apparently there is some effort now to acknowledge that the state cannot abdicate its responsibility to provide funding and support for higher education. Now, things have changed dramatically over time. I suspect, I don't know all the specifics of the data here, but I know it well from other states. When I was in school, for every dollar that was expended by the state, by the university, 80 cents came from the state. 20 cents was generated through the university. Now that's just reversed. It's like 22% from the state of Illinois. And the university is expected then to generate the rest. Now, we can complain about that and say that's not fair, but that's just, that's what it is. And I don't see that dramatically changing. So we have to continue to be very innovative, efficient, and responsive in the dollars that we have, including tuition. The one thing that I will remind faculty and staff and all administrators and others is that for the students, though, that are currently in the university, this is their time. And we can spend a lot of time grousing about things, but this is their time. And we shouldn't hold them hostage because the situation is dark and dank and all that stuff. We need to remember that they're not going to be able to hold for 5 years to do whatever they want to do. Neither. Now is their time.
That student focus permeates through all that Dunn says he wants to accomplish. He says he understands enrollment is complicated and understands the realities of what he and the university are facing.
Some of the challenges we're facing is that in the Midwest in particular, there are just fewer high school students in the pipeline and therefore fewer graduating. And so we're competing for a smaller pool of students. Some of the challenges we're facing is that in the Midwest in particular, there are just fewer high school students in the pipeline, and therefore fewer graduating. And so we're competing for a smaller pool of students. Now, this means to me then that we need to be very cognizant of how we can attract populations.
Dunn has ideas for how to attract new students to Carbondale and says he's already working to make those ideas reality. You can hear more from him later this afternoon on All Things Considered and also at our website, wsiunews.org. I'm Jennifer Fuller.